I'm about to expose a handful of lies that you have been told that is going to cause you to be a part of one of the greatest crashes in this last century, both stock market and real estate, but also it will be the greatest opportunity, and most of you will miss it because you have no concept of the lies that have been told to you. I'm going to give you those lies. But first, I've got to tell you, and I'm going to tell you a couple of comments that came about what your ability is to be able to take advantage of this. Because there are a lot of people out there wanting to make sure that you believe propaganda and you believe the opposite of the truth. In 2005, I found myself screaming and yelling at a TV screen one day as the Federal Reserve Chairman at the time, Ben Bernanke, was addressing the nation, telling the nation that there was no mortgage crisis. They had fixed the little problems, and I quote that part, the little problems that had arose, and that there was no way that real estate could fall all at the same time across the nation. At the time, I was trying to sell one of my last flip properties. Actually, it was my last flip property. Nobody was showing up at the door. I was rapidly lowering prices, aggressively marketing that property because more and more properties were going on the market on the street that I had that property for sale on. I could see it, but what blew me away was the lack of people around me that could see it. Why? Because they were being lied to by a propaganda machine. At the time, Ben Bernanke was a quote-unquote expert on the Great Depression, and he loved to talk about that. But he brought us into what was called later the Great Recession, the greatest recession ever since the Great Depression. And now he gets paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to go around the country and tout how smart he was when he was the one that was lying to you, along with many other people. You are being lied so in so many different ways, it's insane. Now, my job from the beginning, and I did a video on the other channel, Real Estate Ninja, and I got pretty fired up, and it was about how to learn, where somebody tried to buy one of my courses, and I told them, it was the real estate crash course, I said, do not buy my course, because somebody was trying to buy the course for their daughter, and I said, your daughter will never take it serious, do not buy it, it's a waste of money. I tell that to people, actually, a lot of times, because they've taken the course, and they think it's amazing, and then they try and buy it for someone else. I said, do not buy it for someone. The fact of the matter is, one of the ways that you need to learn how to learn is by actually putting something out there, putting a little bit of risk, putting a little bit of what you have. I told the story last night about how when I spent $900 on a course, I found every little nugget in that course and I used it and it made me lots of money. It didn't bring me money, it brought me more opportunities to make me money actually. That $900 course led to a $1 million deal 2 years later because I dug and I wanted to find the value in it. That's what wealthy people know that poor people don't. Now, the other day I got, and I'm going to pull them up, I got three comments that really pissed me off because it's one thing to make excuses. If you want to make excuses, you're always going to be unsuccessful. End of story. Type one if you agree with that. If you just want to make excuses for yourself, all you're doing is lying to yourself. You ain't fooling anybody else. Oh, I can't do this because of that. Or that has affected me, so I'll never be able to accomplish this. Type one if you agree with that. Excuses only make you dumber. Now, I saw these comments and it fired me up. And they're all fear-based comments. Check this out. Out of last night's video, and again, I got fired up on the Real Estate Ninja and I was shocked at the response from that video, quite frankly. I would have totally thought it would have went the other way. One of the comments, how in the heck with disability? It sucks. The little red book, I fight every day to learn. You're a hero to so many. I would love a side hustle for the disabled that are not fake. God bless. He says they can't take what you've learned. But in that same time, he doesn't know what to do because the lies of the disability requirements. Check this out. Another comment. I didn't get the course because I'm disabled on Social Security And if I make a profit, Social Security will penalize me severely. I heard they could take up to 55% of my money. Type two, if you're on disability right now, I'm speaking to you right now, and then I'm going to uncover some more lies you've been told. Not about disability, about other things. Let's see here. Here's another one. That's somebody different. Here, wait. Okay, well, here's a positive comment. Join the ranks of the Ninja Army. I'm killing it next year. Raise my credit score 103 points in 2023 because of you. God be with you and bless you. Fine, sir. That's a positive one right there, right? But so let me keep going because this is going to get better here. People, multiple comments. I'm considering... Sorry, that's the one for the video is about. Here it is. Okay. I am afraid to buy your course because of my age and I'm on Social Security and I am limited to how much I make. Talking about disability again. So here are the facts. This is what people just don't understand. They don't know anything about. This is why it's scary for people. You may continue to receive payments, if you're talking about disability, until your earnings added with any other income exceed the SSI income limits. That's what everyone hears. This is the truth. This is about to blow people away that are on disability. It says rental income from owning real estate won't affect your eligibility for SSDI benefits, either as long as you don't maintain or work on the property. Why? Because there is a difference between wages and different types of income. Watch this. Capital gains is one type of income, but it's not wages. While capital gains income will not result in a reduced benefit, it may determine whether you must pay taxes on those benefits. So who would mind earning a dollar on top of your disability benefits and then having to pay a percentage of that in taxes? No problem with that, right? You're making money. Check this out. If you have both earned and passive income, only the earned income can be covered by long-term disability insurance. Passive income earned through bank accounts, mutual funds, and other investments, they're talking about real estate, has no effect on your Social Security benefits. Now, right there, there are three people that commented last night, an excuse, and they believed the fear propaganda. You can't make any more money. If you make a certain amount over in income over your disability benefits, you're going to get penalized and you could lose your benefits. Do you know how many people are sitting back? Like, I'm going to be honest with you. My brother is on disability and he lives in fear his whole life. It has stopped him from doing all kinds of things. Where you could learn how to become a stock trader, invest long term. You could go out and buy a house and earn rental income. As long as you're not working. Again, that's working. That's earned. That's wages, right? And you could be successful. But because you just want that little bit of pot of money, and you have a ton of excuses in that pot, you're always going to be left down, kept down. Do you know how many people have told me that I can't buy a house because I don't make enough income? I started asking them questions. I'm like, what's your problem? What the heck is your problem? All you got to do is change the outlook on what you're trying to buy. What, one person that you tried to buy something now that was out of your price bracket and you got told no, and then all of a sudden it's no forever? You're the reason for your unsuccessful future. End of story. You know, I know somebody, a family member, that I've been trying to talk into, and I just quit. I freaking quit with them. I'm done. But they're a single person, single lady in my family, and always, you know, wants to buy a house. And I said, here's an apartment. It doesn't have a garage. Oh, I want a garage. Okay, well, it doesn't have a garage, and it's $80,000. And like, no, I would never buy that. Okay, well, you pay way more. You pay double that in rent. Well, I would never buy that. I want to buy a house. You can't afford a house. Then I show them a mobile home. Check out this mobile home. Oh, I would never buy a mobile home. Well, you can't afford anything else. That mobile home was $200,000. Now, you know, 10 years later, hey, look, here's a condominium. Oh, that's too close to the next neighbor. Man, you will always be a failure. End of story when it comes to money. Don't ever think that you're ever going to have anything. There's no pie in the sky. There's no like rainbow coming with a leprechaun to throw a bag of gold in your lap. It's impossible. You need to put in the work. And the other day when I was talking about this on the Real Estate Ninja, I said, you know what? I want students that understand the value of a dollar. And when you actually, because people say all the time, why don't you give the course away for free? Well, because you'd never use it. I'm looking for an army of people that are so pissed off that the elite keep getting richer and the middle class keep getting poorer, because the middle class keep accepting debt. They accept debt, which leads to death. They're not accepting the fact that actually making money is actually quite easy once you understand that the work is very rewarding. Type three if you understand that. As a matter of fact, I want to hear from the people that have a side hustle. Type side hustle if you have a side hustle, that you are doing something for more money than your current job pays you. I'm just curious, how many people here are doing something on the side? I got a lot of people understanding and agreeing with this, that work is extremely rewarding when you start actually going out and trying something, especially those that will venture out. Look at all the people right now that are doing side hustles. People that understand that they don't make enough to get to where they want to go. So that's the question. Are you ready to do this? Or are you ready to sit back and just be the victim? Because this crash is coming whether you like it or not. Just like the Great Recession was coming, no matter how many people told me I was wrong, no matter how many people told me I was wrong about the dot-com blow off top, they all got affected. And you're always going to be at this level. If you want to get to this level, get higher. Start investing in yourself. For 1 year, and I only have 3 days left of this deal, for 1 year, I put out a course that I said, if you'll listen to it, it will change the way that you look at real estate investing, not only from a can I afford something side, but what is a real estate cycle and why are we getting close to the top? Well, now we're already over the top. We're already on the downhill side. We have tons of metros all around the country dropping in value. We have rents dropping in value. The media is trying to lie to you just like they were lying to you in 2006. They're even going to do a little fake out with interest rates and get rates down to like 6%, 6.5%. And you're going to see a bunch of fools. And not when I say a bunch, I'm talking about this actually small. There are so few homes being sold. Right now, we are in a crisis of home velocity. It's so low. We haven't seen these numbers since the early 90s. That means it's worse than 08. It's worse than the dot-com crash. We're now in the recession of the early 90s, around 1994. If you've got anyone that thinks that we're not in a crash, they're an idiot. We have the Federal Reserve providing liquidity right now, and they're slowly stopping that. They're providing liquidity, billions, tens of billions of dollars to banks right now. We've already had multiple banks fail in 2023. On a dollar scale, not seen since even before the Great Recession. This is not a joke. But the thing is, are you going to take it serious? I ran that deal, that 80% off deal, specifically for a year before we bring it up to over $2,000. I'm not kidding. I wanted to put it in the hands of the people that didn't believe in themselves. I even said, I'll give you a 14-day money-back guarantee. As long as you don't watch more than 50% of it, you can have your money back. And I've returned less than 2% of those courses. Some of those courses, the people would only watch 10% and say, this isn't for me. And I go, are you kidding? Here, you got at least 50%. No, this is too basic. And there are people that own, like, I own a rental already. This is too basic. I'm like, cool. What about the guy that I know that owns 3 Gulfstream jets and has 60 properties? Or the couple I know that owns 900 properties, they took the course and they said it was amazing. You want to know why they say it was amazing? Because I'm like, how did you get something from it? Because it's pretty basic. It's real estate cycles. It's showing people what properties they need to look for, how to plan for this event. And they said, I forgot how I made all my money in the beginning. And you reminded me, and I'm going back to the basics. Type five, if you know how important going back to the basics are. I've got those 80% off links down below. They're only good for 3 days. Today, Saturday, and Sunday. After that, I will never advertise this again for this price, ever. I'm going big with the course. And this is the foundation of that big course. It's so important that people understand how big of a deal this is right now, that if you're not ready for this and all you're doing is come up with excuses, if you're here to come up with excuses, dude, just don't ever watch this channel again. I don't have excuses. I truly do believe I can do anything I set my mind to. Type seven, if you agree with that. Can you do anything that you truly set your mind to? And the only difference, the reason why you're not where you want to be is because of you. Type seven, if you agree with that. You know that if you really apply yourself, you can do anything you want. I am so sick and tired. Do you know how many people right now, and type 8 if this is you, how many of you have family members that are always seem to keep you down? You've got an idea and you're passionate about it and you made the mistake, and trust me, it's a mistake. I agree. I've done it too. And you tell your family members and they go, oh, you can't do it. No, you don't have what it takes. Or how are you going to get the money? And they just shoot you down. You know, I remember trying to tell my coworkers that we should buy Bitcoin when it was 40 cents. And I was the idiot that listened to all of their laughter. I was the idiot. Me. I didn't wake up and buy my first Bitcoin till it was $500. If I would have bought my Bitcoin and what I spent when it was 500, I'd be a billionaire right now at 40 cents. A billionaire. Now, do I dwell on that? Absolutely not. There are many deals in my life that I was about to put a certain amount of money that I knew, and it would have made me millions each, multiple times. I'm the reason for my lack of success. You are too. So the question is, are you ready to take action? Are you ready to sit on the sidelines? Are you ready to believe your family and friends? Or are you ready to believe a guy that said, look, I barely made it through high school, but I made my first million when I was in my early 20s. And I wasn't a big real estate investor. When I was flipping homes, not my flips, but the properties I held at once were 14. I had done more than that, but it wasn't that impressive. But for me, it was, because I didn't have any mentors that had more properties than that. I wish I did. I wish I hung out with people that said, yeah, you could do it. Why aren't you buying another four or five? What are you doing? What's holding you back? Why have you taken 2 months off? Why haven't you flipped another house? You know, it's funny. There are so many people that have had windfalls in their lives from hard work. They've actually started a little business or a side hustle and they have a windfall, and then they want to go take a break. I just need a mental break. Are you high? When something works and you make lots of money, don't stop. Don't stop. And then what happens? You scale that business. I teach that in the side hustle course. You scale that business to where you can then pull back a little bit and hold the reins as the captain of the ship, but you keep making that money. And it comes down to laziness. So the question is, are you ready to take advantage of this? I need people, and the country needs people, to take this serious. Because if you don't go and buy these houses as they start plummeting, and you don't have your head screwed on straight, then the rich and the elite are going to be. Do you want to see Bill Gates buy more farmland, or do you want to be buying the farmland? Do you want to see these countries outside of our country buying up rentals? Do you want to see BlackRock buying up rentals? Single-family homes in your street, or should you be buying them and then renting them or selling them and holding the paper, becoming the bank? I have a lesson about that and how important it is in this next cycle. We all need to become banks, which means we hold the mortgages. We lend out the home, the mortgage, the money to the people. We become the banks. Make the middle class rich again. Type it down below if you agree with that. Make the middle class rich again. Now, I put some more of those 80% off links down below. Today, tomorrow, and Sunday are the last days this will ever be done. And I'm moving on. I have devoted 1 year to both of these channels to put the tools in your hands to be a success, to encourage you and give you a very well-rounded approach to looking at how you are going to crush it in real estate. I've given you the tools. But yeah, it's going to cost. Anything good costs money, but only successful people know that. So are you ready to step out from being unsuccessful and into the successful range? It's only going to be you. Don't ask your family and friends. You've got to answer that in your heart. Hope you have a great day. The Economic Ninja is out.